Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz on 88.3 FM and all around the world at WBGO.org as we move closer to the end of a very busy week, the first week in November. We return to Standard Time. Yesterday was Election Day. And then there's tomorrow and Friday at the Jazz Standard, a big release party. Pianist James Francis, he's got a new album out. It's entitled Flight. The release party will be at the Jazz Standard at 116 East 27th Street in New York City. We'll speak with the artist, playing with Bernice Travis on bass and Jeremy Dutton on drums. They'll share one of the tracks from Flight. Let's listen to Sway on WBGO. Thank you. Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz tomorrow and Friday at Jazz Standard. Pianist James Francis, native of Houston, Texas, having a release party for his new release. The CD is entitled Flight. It's on Blue Note Record. James Francis, welcome to WBGO.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So why this album? Why now? 23 years old out of Houston, Texas, not necessarily a jazz hotbed, but Flight is anxiously anticipated, and I've heard it already. It's a pretty hot album.
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I know the big question is why everything, right? Existentialist. I mean, the album, it kind of just is a culmination of just every influence of mine, everything I've been hearing in my head for the last few years, you know. So everything we've been playing and just working on since I was, like, really young, you know, Jeremy and I, the drummer. Well, first of all, like, the whole trio, first of all, we're all from Houston. Mm-hmm. You know, we've known each other for a long time, so this was just, like, finally getting the chance to document, you know, what we've been working on and trying out all these years.
Now, is everybody a graduate of Houston's High School for the Performing and Visual Arts, HSPVA, as it is known?
Yeah, that's true, yeah. We're all from that same high school.
What is it that... I mean, you've been playing piano since you were 4 years old.
Yeah.
But what is it that is making so many young artists gravitate to this school and come out of this school and now doing great things professionally?
I mean, if you just look at the lineage of just the people who have come out of that school, I feel like, you know, when you go there, there's a underlying tone of a certain level that you have to, you know, maintain in order to keep the legacy alive in a way. You know, when I went there, I knew everybody who had went there, also like Kendrick Scott, you know, the Eric Harlan, Jace Moran, Chris Dave, you know, Mark Simmons, Mike Moreno, Beyonce, you know, it's just the list.
And on and on.
And it's just, those are all my heroes, and Robert Glasper, you know, just almost everybody you see on the music scene today comes out of that school and they're influenced in some type of way. So for me, it was just such a special place to even know about them, let alone go to. So people take it seriously, you know, it's historic place.
Is there a special kind of weight for you young guys coming out of that school, coming out of that institution with that lineage and all those great artists you mentioned, other artists you didn't? I don't know if Helen Sung went to school there or not.
Helen went there, absolutely. Yeah,
again, from Houston, Texas.
Crib, so all day Houston.
I mean, again, so is there a little extra weight on you guys coming out of that atmosphere trying to play for the world?
Absolutely. Of course, yeah. You know, I consider, like, Jason, he's kind of like my piano guru, him and Robert. And, you know, ever since I was young, they were always making sure I was keeping me in check, making sure I was doing what I was supposed to do, you know, checking in. And I don't know, then Chris, Dave, you know, those people were always monumental in making sure, like, when I got it here, to, you know, stay focused. So there is definitely a responsibility, I feel, that comes, you know, with coming from Houston and coming from that school, because people accept, you know, they expect a certain thing, you know.
Got to represent. Talking with James Francis, he's got a new CD out. It's entitled Flight. It's on Blue Note Records, having a big release party tomorrow and Friday at the Jazz Standard. Two sets each night, one at 7:30 and one at 9:30. Tell us about this next track we're about to hear, 713.
That's the area code of Houston, one of the area codes. So there's 713, 281, and 832. And 713 is kind of the trademark when we all think about, you know, 713, that's this Houston. So, yeah, this reminded me of being in Houston in the summer or something. So that's why we call it 713.
713 with pianist James Francis, along with Bernice Travis on bass and Jeremy Dutton on drums, all from Houston, Texas, all for you on Afternoon Jazz on WBGO. Bill Daughtry on Afternoon Jazz on 88.3 FM and all around the world at WBGO.org. That includes the 713 area code down there in Houston, Texas. Have one of your native sons with me this afternoon on the program. Pianist James Francis joining me, along with Bernice Travis on bass and Jeremy Dutton on drums. They've got a big release party tomorrow night and Friday night at the Jazz Standard on 27th Street in New York City, 116 East 27th Street to be exact. You can find out more at jazzstandard.com or you can give them a call at 212-576-2232. So, James, all of 23, going on 24 years old now, as I remember this thing, and I kind of joked about it when I walked in the studio with you guys this afternoon. I said, from Houston, Texas, do you know Archibald and Drells? We don't just sing, we dance as good as we want. Talking about popular music. And in our last segment, you ran down a litany of names from Houston who are in the jazz business, as opposed to Beyonce, native of Houston, very famous. She went the popular route, but still in all, you've got some popular roots working with Questlove, good friend, good mentor. You've also worked with Chance the Rapper. The bigger question for me is, why are so many young musicians of color not gravitating to R&B more and more, are crossing over and actually spending their lives in the realm that we know as jazz?
Well, that's the thing. I feel like a lot of times, like artists of color, especially instrumentalists, there's like a fork in the road where it's like you're either going to do the pop thing, R&B thing, hip-hop thing, then kind of not do the jazz thing as much. And for me, I just feel like both of them are equally as important to me in my life, you know? And I've spent my few years of playing, you know, professionally, whatever you want to call it, here in New York, doing both, you know. I enjoy, you know, one of my first main gigs here was playing with Jeff Tane Watts. So I think I was like 18, 19 when he called me. Then I would, you know, be playing with him. Then there would be some days I'd be, you know, doing stuff with Questlove or something, or doing sessions for Kodak Black or, you know, whatever hip hop artist. But, you know, jazz has always been the center of my artistry, I guess. So for me, I feel fortunate enough to, I mean, I think I do both pretty well. All right, I guess.
And you do, but I don't know. Maybe the bigger question is R&B fading? Is it being forgotten? Because you mentioned a couple of genres. You mentioned jazz. You mentioned rap or hip hop, if you prefer. But it doesn't seem to be much in that middle ground anymore.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, I've never even thought about it. I mean, I honestly don't even like to think about genres. I think about songs, you know, like no matter what genre you go to, there's anything for me, at least that I like, there's like a song there. There's a strong song. So I just enjoy songwriters. You know, I enjoy people that are great composers. And whatever genre you want to call it, you know, that's, I guess, the name we'll put on it for the sake of clarity for some people. But, yeah, I mean, when I think of R&B, that's just like saying jazz to me. Like, what do you mean, you know?
The two are definitely moving a lot closer together. That's just
my
opinion.
Yeah. They are. And I think that has to do with a lot of the technology and the instruments and a lot of things getting more computerized and more keyboard-driven. And I think sonically, some of those timbres are what we're kind of associating with R&B, which might not necessarily be R&B. You know, sometimes, for example, like the Fender Rhodes is like a trademark of the like neo-soul era and some of the R&B era. And for me, I use it sometimes, but I usually alter a bunch of sounds and everything. But a lot of people associate Rhodes with R&B or like with neo-soul, no matter what the song is. So saying that is kind of where I was coming from when I was mentioning like the different timbres, kind of be like, oh yeah, that's from this sound, this time period. So I'm going to call it that, which, you know, it might even be that.
James Francis is joining us on Afternoon Jazz. And full disclosure, by the way, on the new CD Flight, one of the songs for R&B fans, Chaka Khan's Ain't Nobody, done by Kate Kaez, I understand, from Australia.
She's from Australia, yeah.
Sounds good. I've heard it already. You got to get it when you get your copy of Flight coming out on Blue Note Records. We're going to hear Dark Purple next. Tell us about that composition.
Dark Purple, I mean, it just, what I was seeing visually, like I have a this thing where I see colors, like I hear colors basically, if that makes sense. So sometimes I'll play a chord or play a note and I literally see something. And Dark Purple stemmed from, I played like a chord and I was like, yeah, this, I wrote to the what I was seeing, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Dark Purple. Let's check it out. From James Francis' new album, Flight, on Afternoon Jazz.
Thank you.
Bill Daughtry back on Afternoon Jazz, joined for a final time by James Francis, a release party for his new CD. The Pianist has a new CD out, his first as a leader on Blue Note. It's called Flight, the release party tomorrow and Friday night at the Jazz Standard at 116 East 27th Street in New York City. Two sets each night, one at 7:30, one at 9:30. You can find out more at jazzstandard.com, or you can give them a call at 212-576-2232. So, James, you do this album, a leader at 23 years old. Was it a heavy responsibility? Was it more than you thought it would or should be?
I mean, it's definitely a big responsibility. Anytime you're leading anything, it's a lot more than what it seems. But I've been kind of leading my own groups I'm sure for you, that's not a long time, maybe like 8-9 years.
That's a long
10
time.
Years. But recording is a whole different animal. Like, that's a whole different level of responsibility and leadership, because, you know, you have all these people that you're trying to coordinate at the same time to come in and just recording each song. It has to be perfect, you know, and recording 11 songs and getting it the way you want is tough, you know. But I spent a lot of time, like, listening and mixing, and it was great. It was so fulfilling at the very end, you know, to look back and say, wow, like, we did it, you know.
Now, you're playing trio style today with Bernice Travis on bass and Jeremy Dutton on drums, but at the release party tomorrow night, you're going to have a few more people with you. Tell us about some of the folks that are going to be joining you tomorrow night at Jazz Standard.
Yeah, like, as I said before, it's really hard to coordinate people's schedules, so Jeremy, he'll be out of town, unfortunately, for these two dates. But we'll have Kendrick Scott from Houston stepping in, and Ben Wendell is playing saxophone, Gilad Hexelman on guitar, Bernice will be on bass, Yeba will be on vocals. She's one of the features on the album. I mean, it's basically like everybody on the album is going to be there, more or less, except for a couple people.
And it sounds like it's going to be one heck of a time. Now, what is next for you? I mean, you've got the release party coming up, but from a project standpoint, from a playing standpoint, I understand you're extremely busy. Just, you're about it here in the New York metropolitan area.
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate enough when I got here, I kind of hit the ground running, as Nate Chinna, I think, said in an article one day. And yeah, I mean, after this record, I'm going on tour with Pat Metheny. We're doing trio with Nate Smith. Then I've been writing a lot with this artist, Yeba, who's actually on the record. We've been writing a lot of songs together and working on different things. Then with Chris Potter's trio, actually, I'll be out with him, with Eric Harlan, me, Eric, and Chris. So it's a lot of trio playing, a lot of traveling, starting like now, actually. And I've been doing some dates with Marcus Miller as well. Just all over the place. There's a bunch of music.
The life of a working musician.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
I love it.
Your final selection today is going to be Crib.
Nice.
Another one
CD.
Of the selections from the CD Flight. Tell us about Crib.
Crib, I mean, that's, I don't know what to say. It's just one of those tunes where I remember writing it and we played it a bunch. And we just kind of fall into it. You know, it's just one of those things. Like, everybody from Houston has this chill about them where everybody's just like, yeah, everybody's so laid back. So I wanted to kind of have like a band where everybody's chill, but then like the music's just like kind of just going and we're all just like, yeah, still in Houston, chilling. About to go get some Shipley's, some chicken wings, you know.
The good stuff.
The good stuff, but still, like, there's this whole mayhem going on in the midst of it, you know.
Well, James Francis, thanks for coming to our crib today.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure.
Look forward to having a good time tomorrow and Friday night at the Jazz Standard. James Francis on Afternoon Jazz, a pianist, closing us out on Afternoon Jazz with Crib. James Francis, Bernice Travis, and Jeremy Dutton. Thank you, one. Thank you all for being with us. Tomorrow and Friday night, don't forget, get down to the Jazz Standard for the release party of Flight, James Francis, pianist. His new CD on Blue Note Records. We wish him nothing but the best. James, thanks for stopping by today.
Thanks for having me.